Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your round the way social worker. And baby, we are back again with another episode of Push Through Thursday. And just to encourage you, just to motivate you, because we need it. You know, last week we were talking about how, what if I knew then what I knew now? You know, we'll do some things differently. But, you know, we're in the season now to where we spent last year, and we were talking about healing, we was talking about trauma, talking about toxic behaviors and learning the triggers and all that stuff. So now here you are, and we are at the point to where, you know, if you knew then what you knew now, you'd do some things differently. But a lot of times our relationships don't work. A lot of times there's a lot of stress in the relationship is because we don't understand who we are as individuals. And sometimes we look for people to make up the difference, and that's not people's job to make up the difference. And then if we don't look for people to make up the difference, we put forth more of an effort than the person does. Does that make sense? So we find ourselves sometimes being codependent, kind of, I'm going to say not nonchalantly. That's what I'll say, because we find ourselves being codependent and we really think we're doing something in a relationship, but really all we're doing is creating an atmosphere for bitterness, an atmosphere for resentment, you know, an atmosphere for jealousy. Like, that's real talk. So it doesn't matter if you're married, and it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or if you are contemplating a relationship. But sometimes we can be kind of like nonchalantly codependent, and it's not the partner, that's just something on the inside of us. So you can't say that it's them. It's something on the inside of you that is pushing you or taking you over the edge to do above and beyond when they're not carrying their part of the weight. That's a question you have to ask yourself. What am I doing and why am I doing this? You know, but in order to understand what codependency is, you have to ask yourself, am I codependent? You know, last week I think said, you know, am I the toxic one? Can't be. Well, am I the one that's codependent? Am I the one that's self-sabotaging my relationships? You know, and sometimes you have to sit back and you have to look at the bigger picture. And these are just some questions that you can ask, or these are just some signs that you can kind of look at you. And that's what we do. And take a chill, because we want to fix people. We want people to change. But you are the teacher. You are teaching people how to act, how to respond, how to treat, and what to do. So you can train. Yeah, I'm going to use that word. You can train anybody. You can teach anybody how to deal with you. At my last job, I had an individual, and they would come in my office, and when I worked STD, and I say it all the time, and baby, they was just, yeah, and I told that, ooh, and I told that, ooh. I said, hey, Miss Tara not telling you how to talk, but when you talking to me, can you, you know, tone that down? Oh, yes, ma'am, you know, I ain't trying to change you, but when you're dealing with me. So even in relationships, you have to ask yourself, am I the one that's codependent? Is it me and really not them? Because see, now you can point out everything that they do wrong, everything they say wrong, you know, what they need to be doing. You can point it out, but let's switch this thing back on you. Are you the codependent one? Do you find yourself giving more in relationships? Like, you have a hard time telling them, no, I ain't going to do that. Or no, we can't do that. You know, it's sometimes we don't tell them no because we don't want to deal with the after that comes with it. You know, you don't want to deal with your peace being disturbed because, you know, if you tell that person no, it's going to be a long, drawn out rant and they're going to continue to talk. And baby, you just going, you know what, let me just go along and get along. Quit that. Quit. Go ahead and let them rant it out. But at the same time, you go ahead and you stand on what you say. You stand on what you believe. This is how you set the tone in your relationship. This is how you set the tone in your marriage. You have to stand on what it is. And you know what? And if that calls them to do a rant or to have a tantrum, so be it. But we're going to have some order in here. And you're not going to be the codependent one because you're carrying the bulk of the relationship. Sometimes when we are codependent, kind of like haphazardly, nonchalantly, we're people pleasers. You know, we want to make everybody happy. We want to take care of everybody, make sure everybody is good, you know, make sure all is well with them. And you have boundaries. You have boundaries, but they're very poor and weak because you find yourself, well, I guess we can, or I guess I will. No. And then sometimes because you're a people pleaser and your boundaries are poor, you find yourself being taken for granted. But it's you. It's you. And that's what I was talking about, you know, when resentment starts to come in or when bitterness starts to come in, because now you're not getting the praise or the accolades that you were hoping to get, and they just expecting you to do it. Codependency. That's codependent. You may not want to admit to it. Like a lot of people, they don't want to admit to when they are prideful. Oh, I'm not prideful. I'm not prideful. But if you listen to your conversation, pride has a really thin line. You don't have to boast all the time, but it has a really thin line. So even codependency, it has a really thin line. I'm not saying to stop doing anything and everything for people, but you have to make sure that your boundaries are set and you have to make sure that you're doing things because that's what you want to do. Not that they expect you to do it, but just make sure you're being reciprocated the same thing. So sometimes people that are codependent, you know, you may find yourself needing to be needed. Like you just have to do. Like, girl, what you doing? Girl, I'm finna go home. I'm finna cook dinner. And I'm gonna go ahead and wash these clothes and fold them up. You know, then I'm gonna go and I'm gonna run these errands. Baby, you have to feel needed. And that's a problem. Why? Ask yourself, why do I feel like I have to be needed? Like I have to be doing something. And I'm telling you, sometimes when you don't really analyze or break this stuff down, you think that's just you. You think that's just you, and it's not. That is, you have conditioned yourself to become that. You have conditioned yourself to start doing that. You find yourself needing to be needed. Like, I have to feel this. I have to do this. You don't have to. And it's okay. Like, do you feel like if you don't do, you're not going to be as important? You're not going to be as a vital part of the relationship? You don't have to do that. You don't have to be needed. Just be okay with who you are. And sometimes codependency, you are emotionally reactive. And let me tell you, when I talk about emotionally reactive, those emotions take center stage, front and center. All it takes is one person or the person to say that one thing, or in your case, anything. And baby, you jump Judy, you jump George, you ready to go. Your emotions, they come to the surface quicker than you have time to think. And at times they leave you feeling out of control, like you reckless. Your emotions, they have taken over when you are emotionally reactive. And then you have to stop and ask yourself, am I codependent? Am I codependent? Because anytime you're not in control and you're letting your emotions take control of a situation, when you are talking to that person or you're dealing with that issue with that person and your emotions are leading, that's a problem. Codependency is not a bad thing, but it's not a good thing either, because we're interdependent people. But even though we're interdependent people, we can't depend on people to carry the load that we are supposed to carry or to be something that we are called to be. You see what I'm saying? So ask yourself, am I codependent? Another sign that comes with codependency, you know, to ask yourself, you know, do you need to feel in control? You know, like if a situation arises and you're talking to yourself, don't go there, don't say that, don't do that, don't go there, don't, you know, you feel that you need to be in control rather than tuning in to the emotions that are really arising. And there's nothing wrong with feeling emotions. There's nothing wrong with them. The problem comes when you let the emotions that you feel take center stage. It's like you start pulling yourself back in because you need to feel in control, opposed to letting that emotion just, you know, if you're mad, I'm mad. Or if you're sad, you know, cry, but you'll suck it in and, you know, so that no one can really see that. And so here you are, you know, like a robot almost. It's okay. Emotions are a part of human beings. You just have to learn how to manage them. Feel the emotion. Where did it come from? And resolve it. But don't let your reactions be led by your emotions. So, you know, codependency can, you have good intentions. You really do. But sometimes it's harmful to you and the individuals and the whole relationship. You know, you have good intentions, but, you know, codependent people, like I said earlier, the boundaries are poor and they're difficult to understand their own thoughts and emotions because they spend their time and energy pleasing others around them. So when you ask somebody who's codependent what they like or what don't they like or how they feel, they can't tell you. But ask about that man or that woman. They can tell you everything about them. Well, see, when he do his nose like that means he mad. See, when she do her mouth like that means she don't want to talk to him. Like, they can tell you everything. But codependency, if too much is given, you are going to fall into a spiral that is going to be hard to bring you back out of, you know. So that's why before you get into a relationship, you know, do you see any of these signs in you? Even if you're married, do you see this? Because if you see it, it's not a bad thing. If you acknowledge it, it's actually a good thing because it's saying to you that your boundaries need to be revamped. Your boundaries need to be edited. Your boundaries need to be reinforced so that you have a fine line. There's a line drawn in the sand as far as how much you will take and how far you will go. But being codependent is not beneficial to your relationship because it's going to come a point to where that person is going to expect you to do a lot of these things. They're going to be looking for you to do it. And then there's going to be moments you're not going to want to do it. You know, my mom told me, you know, a long time ago when you get married, you know, when I got married, she's like, you know what, whatever you ain't willing to keep up, don't start doing it. And that's just real. If you can't keep this up in your relationship with this person and you're doing it to please them or because that's what they like or just to go along to get along, don't do that. Because see, what's going to happen is that's going to blow up in your face. It's going to have tragedy all over it because it's not going to go well because you don't understand your boundaries. You have not put them out there. So you're going to have to make sure, hey, now look, this is what we're going to do now. And this is what we're not going to do. And ask yourself, am I the codependent one? Is it me? And sometimes this may not be you. It may not be you, but codependent. Start looking at your spouse. Does your spouse do this? Does your boyfriend, does your girlfriend, do they do it? And if so, y'all need to go back to the drawing board. And y'all need to get that thing together because it's not fair to her, nor is it fair to him. And it's most definitely not fair to the relationship. So are you codependent? Sometimes you want to avoid the conflict. I'm just not going to say nothing. I ain't going to even worry about it. Lies you tell. Because see, that's the problem with a lot of people. People have, well, child, it's just them. Don't do it. That's how they, no, you too big for that. You too grown for that. And we're going to talk about this and I'm going to express myself to you. So no, don't do that. Avoiding conflict. Because if you avoid conflict, how do you ever find a resolution to whatever the conflict is? You sweep it under the rug and keep it moving. But then when it comes back up again, it's bigger than what it was. Am I codependent? Do I do that? You know, but you have to learn to put your own values aside to make sure somebody else is happy. If you have to do that, that's a problem. That's a problem. Let me give you one more other thing that, you know, codependency will bring to the forefront. Low self-esteem or low sense of self. And we talked about, you know, you finding yourself needing to be needed by people, or you being a people pleaser, or, you know, you feel the need to be in control. It's a lot. Codependency, when it's handled immaturely or when it's not handled, it becomes a problem. And then you see that pattern in each relationship. If you line up your relationships and if you are the codependent one, you can see a pattern. And if you're not the codependent one, but you have had individuals that have been codependent, you can see. But it's never too late. If you can recognize codependency within your relationship, it's never too late to correct it, to say, hey, we need to go back to the table. We need to go back to the drawing board. Because if you don't fix it, if you don't fix it with that person, listen to me. If you don't fix it with that person, you're going to leave that person. You're going to go to the next person and you're still going to have these issues. So you have to go ahead and deal with it now. If you're married, or you have to deal with it now while you're dating, if you're engaged, you have to learn to deal with it. Codependency can make others become enablers, and then in turn makes you very hot because you find yourself doing this. But then if you are the codependent person and you're the one that's doing the do, you need to sit down and look at yourself and ask yourself, why do I do this? Why am I doing this? Because like I said, until you deal with it and you're able to answer it, it's going to continue to show itself up again in any relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether you engaged, whether you married, it don't matter. And you have to learn to deal with it. You have to learn to see, you know, am I the codependent one? But if you see codependency, you need to get it together, because if you don't get it together, and y'all listen to me, because I know I'm talking some real stuff today. If you don't get it together, it's going to continue to fester. Either you're going to blow up or your partner's going to blow up. But codependency, it's too much of anything is bad. So I'm not saying don't be there for your partner. Don't be there for your mate. I'm not saying that. But too much of anything is bad for your health. Too much of anything is bad for your mental. It's bad. So I encourage you today to like go ahead and look at yourself. Ask yourself, you know, do you give more in relationships? Are you a people pleaser? Do you find yourself needing to be needed? You know, are you emotionally reactive? Do you need to feel in control? Do you avoid conflict in your relationship? How is your self-esteem? How is your sense of self? Is it low? You know, ask yourself. And if you say, maybe you checked off one or two, but you need to revisit what you didn't check off. And if you see codependency in your relationship, y'all need to talk about that thing. Y'all need to talk about it, because they may not say anything. Because listen, when we talk about the codependent avoiding conflict, they may not never say nothing about it. But baby, you know, it's boiling. It's festering. Baby, it's festering deep. So go ahead and go ahead and talk about that thing in your relationship. And we're talking about being in a healthy relationship, or if you're ready to start dating, you have to look at this stuff. You have to look at it and you have to recognize it and you have to acknowledge it and you have to deal with it. You can't blame nobody else. Nobody else can make you happy. That's your job, to make yourself happy. And you can't make nobody happy. Because let me tell you something. The word of God says the eyes of man are never satisfied. They always want more. I don't care how many loads of clothes you wash and fold up. I don't care how many pieces of fish you fry. I don't care how many pair of shoes you buy. It don't matter. They're going to always want some more. So the best thing that you can do is make sure you got an understanding and make sure that those boundaries are what they are and they solid. I'm just saying now. I love y'all. I thank y'all so much, but I always want to impart. I always want to pour into. I don't, you know, God didn't call me to entertain, but you know, sometimes I think I'm funny. But just the impact, just to put something on people's minds, because sometimes people don't think about things. It'd be out of sight, out of mind. You know, something ain't really registering, something ain't really clicking. But until somebody put it on your mind, be like, sure is, ain't it? So that's codependency. I'm putting it on your mind. If you see a sprig of codependency, whether it's in you or it's in him, whether it's in you or it's in her, deal with that. Fix that. Y'all too big for that. We too grown to be walking around here acting like some cheering. Cheering. I didn't say children. I said cheering. All right? So, y'all, we're going to talk about some more codependency. I think it just needs to be talked about because we don't talk about it enough. So next week, come back. We're going to talk about codependency again because I really like this little train because guess what? Codependency allows you to pull the covers back and see what the world is going on. What done happened? So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because the people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it because they know they see codependency, whether it's in you or your partner. But let them know you see it too. And you're doing something about that thing. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain, y'all persevere, and y'all remember to trust God. A lot is going on out here. You know, a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are being said. But don't you move and don't you do until you consult with God. So until the next time, y'all be blessed and I will holler.